أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is 3rd of July, session number 24 of Dawn Nutbah commentary. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم إنا نسأل إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فهمناه وما قصرنا عنه فبلغناه. What I want to discuss today in continuation of our discussions about Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wassalam and is going to be probably another few sessions until we will close this issue of Imam Zaman alayhi salam and we discuss the Dua Nutbah itself, the verses of Dua Nutbah. Today I want to talk about Zaruratul Wujud al Imam, the necessity of having Imam. Why should there be any Imam? Basically, there are two categories of reasons being discussed and being raised about the necessity of having Imam. One is what is referred to as aqli, and one is naqli. Aqli means intellectual and reasoning, reasons that you can, by wisdom we can understand why there is a need for having Imam. And naqli is what is been quoted from A'imma alayhi wa sallam and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't want to discuss today the necessity of Imam by way of naql and quotation, by only the way of aql and wisdom. We shortly address them, because today we have started late, so we will have only probably another 10 to 15 minutes. To start with, we have to look at the purpose of creation, which is mentioned in Quran, where it says وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْإِنسَ وَالْجِنَّ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ. You have not created the human and the jinn except to worship me. And based on that, we have to see what have we come here for. And then we have discussed this part a little bit before in other areas, that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says إِلَيَعْرِفُون for لِيَعْبُدُون or to know me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human being to know him. And then we discussed about what was called principle of lutf or qaide lutf. Principle of lutf was, if again you remember, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got many attributes and perfections within him. When I say within him, because attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not added, they are not what is called izafi, they have not become added to the zat of Allah. They are parts and parcel. Again, part and parcel means it is Allah's Zat comes with those asma and those perfections and attributes. So there is no issue of separation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all these perfections with him, and with all those perfections, they say, Mullah Sadra says, Allah is multaz in him. Multaz is ism maf'ul of subject of an enjoyment. A person who is enjoying is referred to as multaz. So Allah is enjoying with his perfections and attributes in him. What is enjoyment of Allah? It's very difficult for a human being to make an understanding and idrak and perception of when he said Allah is multaz. But we cannot understand that, but we can give examples and discuss the issues so that we understand there are different ways of enjoyment, different levels of enjoyment. For instance, when it comes to insan, we have lezzatul hissi, lezzatul khiyali, and lezzatul aqli. For instance, even in us, we can have different types of enjoyments. Lezzatul hissi, or enjoyments by sense. Enjoyments by sense is what, for instance, when we taste something tasty, that's a type of enjoyment. When we have a good food, we can see and we can find that in ourselves, that a type of taste and good food and tasty food gives a sort of enjoyment to our nafs. That is lezzatul zawqi, or what we taste with. Or there are things that one would listen to. It can be song and music, it can be other types of listening, listening waves that can make enjoyment within inside the nafs. Of course, all of these enjoyments of senses are for nafs, because the sense itself does not sense the enjoyment. I mean, the ears does not sense the enjoyment. The ears are doing the enjoyment for the nafs. Or there is enjoyment of eye. When the eye sees something beautiful from the sceneries, beautiful views, a nice face, or a nice painting, a nice color, these all give a type of enjoyment which is lezzatul basari, or the sense of enjoyment of sense of seeing or sighting, and sense of touching as well. That also creates an enjoyment for the nafs. So these are all, or even lezzatul enjoyment of smelling, which that is the fifth type of sensible enjoyment. And there are enjoyment of khiyal, so imaginal enjoyments. Imaginal enjoyments are when we think, when we are alone and we think about a good feeling that we have had in the past, when we start to think about, we go by imagination, we create imaginations, that those imaginations are enjoying for us. So they are the level of enjoyment they are type of enjoyment in the level of imagination. And even in the dream, we can call that enjoyments in the dream a type of imaginal enjoyment, or at least they are in the realm of barzakh, those enjoyments. There is also a different type of enjoyment, which is intellectual enjoyment. Which intellectual enjoyment, example of which can be, if you remember when you have been in the school and studying, sometimes mathematical problems are solved. That gives a type of enjoyment that is a connotation and a version of enjoyment of intellect. The intellectual enjoyment is much higher enjoyment than any other type of enjoyment. But why I don't feel it? Because I'm not doing anything, I'm not using my intellect. Mullah Sadra says, أَكْسَرُ النَّاسِ بِيَانُ الْأُخُولِ. Most of the people are child-minded. That means most of the people are not using their intellect, and they are not using their mind, their wisdom. And we have discussed that the things that usually people do in their daily life, from running the affairs of the life, from running the businesses and managing the family, managing the communities, whatever of these types that we sometimes may think that we are using our wisdom and intellect, they're all maximum up to the level of wahm. Wahm is not khiyal, right? Wahm was an intuition that is to do with juz'iyat, with the details. Up to the wahm, so his and khiyal and wahm always deals with juz'iyat. And there is no, juz'iyat means details. And does not, these things, these senses or these powers of the nafs do not deal with universalities. The moment we enter to the realm of universalities, that universalities are called kulliyat, that's the realm of aql. Like when we talk about the meaning of ma'rifat, meaning of knowledge, meaning of mahabbat, the meaning of affection in the global sense, in a universal sense, not the mahabbat or affection of mother and child, not husband and wife, not father and child. These are the moment you bring it to a specific mother and child or father and child and husband and wife, these becomes immediately into details and they are out of aql. They fall down to wah. So with why we do not understand the intellectual enjoyment is because we are not using our intellect, and our intellect is not being actualized. Mullah Sadra says, similar to what people, I mean, to some sort of sicknesses that we might have for our senses, if our eyes have got some disease, we cannot see and we cannot enjoy seeing. If our taste, if sometimes people have fever, and usually they love the taste of honey, but then they have fever, they eat honey and it tastes bitter for them, because that means their taste or their zaghe is sick. He says that our intellect is sick if we are not enjoying intellectual talk, which is very true. So as you see, there are different levels of enjoyment even within insan, between the different different realms that insan has. And we can imagine that the enjoyment of insan is different from enjoyment of haywan, and enjoyment of haywan is different from enjoyment of plant. So the higher idrak and the perception goes, the higher and the better enjoyment and the better level of enjoyment exist. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multaz and enjoyed in His Zat. He is enjoyed in His Zat. But what type of enjoyment? We do not comprehend. We do not understand what type of enjoyment that is. And Allah with all is enjoyed in with his sifat and attributes and kamalat and perfections. And Allah out of lutf, this is where the principle of lutf comes to picture. I haven't found any proper word. There must be, I don't know that, for lutf in English, but I call it kindness. A type of kindness of Allah, which he wants to bring out from himself the attributes he has. The attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outside him, he wants to give wujud to it. What does that mean? How can Allah give wujud to his attributes outside? For instance, imagine we ourselves have got different attributes. We have mercy, we have love and affection, we have ilm and knowledge, we have other normal attributes that we can have. Say we are an artist and painter, a good painter. So that within us, while it is within us, there is no outside existence for it. But if we want to bring it outside, what we do? We have to do a painting so that attribute has come outside of us. If we have the attribute of cooking, to give a wujud, see this. That's where ma'rifat al-nafs comes for ma'rifat al-rab. Then if we can understand these things within insan, then we can get an understanding for when it comes outside. When we have a cooking attribute in us, that's a kamal and a perfection, we want to give a wujud outside. Every sifat, see here is every sifat and every attribute takes, necessitates, requires, demands an ayn outside. It's every sifat demands ayn, demands a wujud, an external existence. So when we want to give an external existence for kamal of cooking, then we start to cook a food. That cooked food is an external existence of the kamal of cooking. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when out of lutf, He wants to bring out this one of His sifat, these sifat demand and require an external wujud. This topic is very important. Probably because the time is short, I stop it here. Next week, inshallah, being alive, I want to continue this topic of how in the creation has come to outside world. The relationship between asma and sifat and external wujud. And then we have got ayn sabit, and which we have got mahiyat. These are all interlinked issues, which explains the issue of creation. So inshallah, next week I continue on this qa'idah lutf, and then we do a reasoning of why the wujud of imam is wajib. Bar Muhammad wa al Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.